The readings today point to the times when our lives may seem a drudgery and miserable, but then Jesus reaches towards us and lifts us up. Jesus does not insulate himself against human pains. Our wretched conditions, our human miseries are opportunities that present themselves for Jesus to show what God is like. By the way he reaches out to the sick, he reveals to us the compassion and love of God in the face of human sufferings. The sufferings of others are opportunities for us also to show what God is like, because we are his chosen instruments, and because we have obligation for the sake of the gospel to meet people where they are and help them to God. In the first reading, we have Job, a wealthy man who lost a fortune and his family in a series of setbacks. In this pandemic, I think there are many who can relate to his feeling of loss and misery. He is without hope and does not envision that he will be happy again, and his friends are of no help or support to him in his sad state. In the gospel, we hear of Peter's mother-in-law who is sick. Jesus reaches out to her in her illness and helps her to rise up again. She is cured and immediately becomes a productive member of the family and her community by waiting on them. In the second reading, Paul talks about an obligation imposed on him to preach the gospel. While he does not ask anything of the Corinthians, he can do this because another community of believers is supporting him. This allows him to live a simple life as to win over others to Christ through the gospel. Today, we are called to win over others to Christ by reaching out to others in need by our prayers and financial support, especially through our involvement in another year of the Bishop's Appeal Program. By doing so, like Christ, we can reach out and lift others up and restore them to be part of the community. This is Bishop's Appeal. This Bishop's Appeal Fund has benefited many, including our parish. For instance, it helped to train leaders for faith formation programs and evangelization. It guided parishes on liturgical adaptations during COVID, including COVID safety precautions. It subsidized the diocesan newspaper, that is, The Compass. It provided educational training of deacons and other parish personnel. The list goes on and on. So, however, let us all sit back and watch a very short video where Bishop Ricken will be speaking more on the Bishop's Appeal mission.